earth and then going back to heaven. And it's all over. That's one little thing we're going to look at. Let me tell you another thing we're going to look at. We're going to see how the higher realm learns from the lower realm. We're going to see the Jews here, I'll start with them because that's where we are, the Jews who consider themselves superior, so we'll put higher, let's put higher up here because I'm going to give you a little chart. Higher, lower. Now the Jews here, higher, are going to learn from the Gentiles in chapter 4 and the parable of the Good Samaritan. They're going to learn from the lower. That's very difficult for a superior person to learn from an inferior person, inferior in their thinking, by the way, to learn from them. But what are we seeing here? Well, we're seeing how angels, superior, are learning from mankind, inferior, lower. Angels are learning by watching us. This is what this little insignificant peon placed in the heart of the central battle between God and Satan. It involves all of the angels. The angels are learning. So we have the higher creature, angels, learning from the lower creature, man. Why is, in the midst of our journeys with Christ, stuck in here now, he's going to go to Samaria? They're going to learn. Jews are going to learn from what's going to happen in Samaria. Okay, the angels learn from the lower creature man. The Jews are going to learn from the lower creature, if you take it that way in their view, Gentiles. And there's a third one on this. How often in Scripture do we have man learning from the lower creature animal? We have a lot that we can see in that regard. The superior creature learning from the inferior. We think we're so superior. We think we can't learn anything from them. Well, this is a little thing that's going on all through Scripture, and it's going to work between Jesus and the woman at the well, and we're going to take that in also into consideration. Now, what happened? Let's go back here now. What happened? Here's the Jordan, Dead Sea, Sea of Galilee. What happened here? Here's Jesus Christ. He comes to Jerusalem. And what happened in Jerusalem? He is rejected. He is rejected in Jerusalem. They hate him. They ran him out of town. He has to get out of Jerusalem. Actually, we're going to take a look at that too. Jesus Christ is going to have to run out of Jerusalem. Several times, by the way, in his life. A lot of people relate to Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. People, he was only there probably three times, as they're arguing about four. But let's just say three times. Two times he ran out of town.